Mishnah Zayin. The word miyad in the Mishnah can be one of two things, either from the hand of, or often miyad means immediately. And depending on those two translations will be the entire explanation of the Mishnah. I'm going to explain both ways of understanding. Miyad hatinoikos, which at first we will translate to mean immediately, hatinoikos shemtenes solvehen. The children would take away the lulavim, they would undo the lulavim, unwrap them, take the arovas and adasim out of their pockets, and they would play with the lulavim, v'ochen esregehen, and they would eat their esregim. So there's a discussion in the Rishonim as to whether they did this in a permitted way or not. According to some, they weren't allowed to do this, because the esreg is set aside for the sake of a mitzvah for the entire sukkos. So only after sukkos is finished can the esreg be eaten. But the children ignored this. That is one explanation, but it's a bit strange for the Mishnah to be telling us that. So most understand the point to be that a children's esreg is not considered set aside totally for a mitzvah. The whole reason why children have to shake the lulav and the esreg is because the parents have an obligation to educate them. So how do they fulfill the obligation of educating them? So in many ways, when it comes to sukkos, they have to buy an esrog for the child and a lulav. When it comes to learning, they have to teach him. When it comes to Pesach, they have to make him eat matzah, etc. The mitzvah is one of education. The way to fulfill it is by using an esrog. But when it comes to a regular person, the entire mitzvah, an adult, the entire mitzvah is to shake the esrog together with the abraminim. So the esrog itself becomes an object of a mitzvah for the entire sukkos. But when it comes to a child's esrog and a child's lulav, so the item itself is not considered to have gained total mitzvah status, and therefore they did this in a permitted way. Now, all of this is understanding the word miyad as meaning immediately. But miyad can also mean from the hands of. And according to that, the Mishnah would be saying that from the hands of the children, people, meaning adults, would take the lulavim and eat the esregim. So the adults would eat the children's esregim, and they would use the lulavim of the children. Again, because those lulavim and esregim weren't totally designated for the mitzvah, and therefore as soon as the mitzvah had been performed on the seventh day of Sukkos, so one could benefit from them. Now in addition, according to this explanation of the Mishnah, it seems that there was no problem of stealing over here. People would be able to just snatch the esregim and the lulavim from children who are holding them, and they would not be liable to having stolen it. And the reason is fascinating, because since this had become such a widespread custom, and was done on Yom Tov as part of the festivity to bring about simcha and rejoicing, so that actually became the law. The custom of the people, in order to bring about simcha, that can actually change the law, and it would not be considered to be stealing.